Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Midwestern farmers, ranchers, and agricultural workers have direct access to a new tool to help them manage stress, anxiety, depression, or substance issues. The website is called farmstress.org. It's designed to help provide the agricultural community with resources and support provided through the North Central Farm and Ranch Assistance Center. Josie Ridolfi of the University of Illinois says May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so it's an opportune time to unveil the website that will serve as a clearinghouse for stress and mental health resources for anyone experiencing stress related to the many challenges of farming. The North Central Farm and Ranch Assistance Center is a 12-state collaborative based at the University of Illinois and works to expand access to and knowledge of mental health resources. The website shares available resources and research in a convenient, easy-to-access location. The northern part of the country has seen record-setting cold temperatures. Stephanie Ho for the USDA has more.
Grand Forks, North Dakota has hit its record of 9 consecutive days in May of a hard freeze where temperatures are 28 degrees or lower.
We tied it this morning.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says you can count on one hand the number of times Grand Forks previously has had 9 or more days of hard freeze in May.
Records there go back to the late 19th century. The list includes 1907, 1929, 1945, 1954, and 2002. Now we add 2021 to that list.
Again, this year is tied with 1954 for the most consecutive hard freeze days in a row in May.
So really a record-setting cold wave in some parts of the country, especially across the far north.
Meanwhile,
that may be the last of the hard freezes for Grand Forks, which is right in the heart of the Red River Valley and a big spring wheat and sugar beet production area.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Winter-killed alfalfa may be a widespread problem this year in North Dakota and northern Minnesota because of drought conditions. The northern plains have been experiencing severe drought since 2020, with alfalfa plants stressed due to the shortage of water, the lack of snow cover, and almost 2 weeks with temperatures below 0 Fahrenheit in February likely caused the alfalfa winter kill. Marisol Birdy, the North Dakota State University Forages and Biomass Crop Specialist, says alfalfa crowns tolerate temperatures down to 0 Fahrenheit, but without snow cover to insulate alfalfa plants and temperatures dropping below 0 Fahrenheit for at least 10 days in a row in February, alfalfa plants were damaged or winter killed. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.